We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How do you, as a parent, deal with a playground bully? Let me tell you the situation I was in over the weekend. I stopped by to pick up some to-go food at a restaurant. Guy says, hey, you know, we're still waiting on it to finish up, but there's a playground outside if you want to take the kids. I know you know what I'm talking about, Alex. I'm sure Jacob has been on there a million times.
Yeah, plays all the time out there, that playground.
I don't know why you go there as much as you do.
Because it's easy, because mom and dad can chill out there while your kid's playing, and it's enclosed. And they actually have a good beer selection, and actually the brunch is pretty good.
Part of the playground structure is a rock wall that you climb, and then there's like a little treehouse at the top. Well, Grace and my son is all about the rock wall now, so he's climbing the rock wall, and there's this little kid, I am guessing he's around 5-6 years old, and he's standing at the top, and he's like the bouncer of the playscape.
Oh, there's always one of those. There's always one bully on the playscape.
What do you do as a parent this situation? I'm a new parent, so I don't know the rules of how to discipline other kids. This is really a tricky situation. So he says to my son, you can't come up here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Them are fighting words.
And he's like almost to the top of the rock wall.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, he can, but he let him up. He's like, you can't come up here unless you know the password. So I said to him, the password is, I said, move aside.
You said that?
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, my God. Did you say it with a smile at least?
Yeah, I was nice about it.
Okay, good.
I said, he can come up here, move aside. Uh-huh. That's the password. And he still, like, stood his ground. And I'm looking around, and I'm trying to find his parents to see if the parents can see that I'm talking to their kid.
Right.
To see if they would get it. Nobody inside. Oh, nobody's looking around. Nobody's turning their head.
No.
So then I'm like, yo, buddy, come on. Play nice. You know, move aside.
Did you ask him what the password was?
Yeah, I said, what is the password? And he didn't say.
Because he didn't have one. He was just being a bully.
Oh. Yeah, he was being a bully. What would you have done in that situation? If Jacob was trying to get up there. Oh, and then my daughter was trying to crawl down the slide. She wanted to slide down the slide.
Oh,
but then there was this little kid that was climbing up the slide.
Dude.
So I'm like, what do you do? Like, when kids are acting a fool with your children, do you have the right to step in and kindly direct them to the right thing to do? Or do you just have to take your kid out of the equation?
I feel your pain 100% because this happens always with us. And it's not just like at this place. When we go to the park, same situation. This happens everywhere. And it's always so awkward because you're like, oh my God, what do you do? It's like you almost like pray that there's not the kid that wants to climb up to the top of the slide.
Yeah.
Or there's not a kid that's a bully or a bouncer or being that person. Or there's not the kid that like wants to sit on the swing longer. It's just awkward. And I think that once you just accept that it's always awkward as a parent, I mean, life will be easier. But dude, there's no way for you, what you did talking to the kid and like playing along and just telling him, hey, the password is move. I mean, you did the right thing. I mean, what are you going to do? Back away? Like seriously, I mean, you're an adult. The kid's not going to tell you, you know what I mean?
It's right.
And their parent, by the way, should be watching and doing the whole, I mean, if you're an adult going up to your kid, you would notice. I mean, parents should notice this kind of stuff and get up and tell their kid not to be that way.
I'm all flexing. I'm all bowed up.
You're about to rip your shirt off.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, I've never felt more like a man than I realized just because I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
Well, okay, so flip it and reverse it. Let's say your son, Grayson, was the playground bully and he and you were not around and another parent went up. How would you want another parent to handle the situation if you were not there?
That's a good question, Sarah. I don't think I would be comfortable with another parent disciplining my child, but my kid should not be acting a fool. So I think politely asking my son to do the right thing would be okay.
But if your kid was acting a fool in the playground, you would know immediately because you keep an eye on your kid no matter
what
on the playground.
That's right, Alex.
So you would have gone up there. If you would have seen a parent walking up to see, talking to your son or daughter, you'd walk up and then you would discipline your kid however needed to be. But you would never let your kid go that long with a stranger talking to them.
You said earlier that it's easy for you to just let your kids play on the playground while you're eating and drinking. Do you pay attention to your kids?
Are you serious?
Okay, I just want to hear a yes.
Yes.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Dude, that's a stupid question to ask. I mean, I do, absolutely. I would never take them anywhere and just, no. But it's sad that there are lazy parents to just let their kids. There's parents that leave their kids out in the patio of an establishment, and then they're inside.
Oh, that's awful.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sorry, but I got to keep an eye.
That's their third or fourth or fifth kid.
That's a good point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.